Yo. I guess you wonder where I've been. Around the block, I'm back again. I came back, boy, to let you know. Your crack was good, cause the credit one more. Gotta go!
Niggas love Lesby, dog.
You saw 12 inches of slave, bruh. Damn, when am I gonna find me a bitch like that? You know what I mean?
Hey, we don't call young ladies bitches on the podcast.
Oh, my bad. When am I gonna find a hoe like that to give me some?
All right.
Just see the stripper.
Damn, Daniel, back again with the white vines. Hey, that nigga hoe green as fuck. You remember he had a damn Daniel bar?
He did have a damn Daniel bar.
Was on the push
I tried to forget
like,
about
damn
that.
Damn Daniel, they back again with the white vans. The police again, back, some shit like that.
You ain't gotta remind me of
That's
it.
It's your favorite rapper, my nigga. Who is your favorite rapper?
Nas.
Nas is your favorite rapper.
Actually, I mean, dog.
I'm not judging. I'm just saying Nas Illmatic, is your favorite rapper.
Yeah, Illmatic to me blew my fucking mind. You know what I'm saying? Like, finding out all the story about it and whatnot, like.
See, Nas used to be my favorite. He might still be. I don't know, man. I just don't know where I'm at nowadays.
I feel you there. But I went with my first thought because, like, that's true to its essence. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's just, like, one of those situations where, like, I used to have a favorite rapper, but, like, I just don't give a fuck no more.
These days, yeah. It's very, yeah. I ain't growing up. You know what I mean? I'm an adult now.
Especially ain't gonna be my favorite rapper. I feel like I could slap you. I ain't talking about Nas. I'm just talking about
right. Nah, I definitely understand because it's a lot of rappers today that you know you might could get away with slapping.
You think you could slap?
Who do I think I could slap?
Yeah, right. Yeah,
this nigga trying to put me in.
I
mean, see, I'm gonna say this.
You think Benzino? You think you could beat Benzino? Us?
I ain't fucking with Benzino. That nigga looked like a Ninja Turtle, bro.
Yeah, you seen what he did to Paul Pierce. He turned that nigga to Swiss cheese.
Yeah, bro. I ain't fucking with Benzino. I'm going to just be honest with you. I ain't fucking with Benzino.
Paul Pierce to a whoopee cushion.
That nigga Benzino looked like he'll bite you.
That nigga Benzino a nasty nigga, man. I was watching one of his, he was on Queens Flip. Because I'll be watching Queens Flip IG Live.
Mm-hmm.
And that nigga Benzino was on there. I was like, what Benzino up to besides
what this nigga got to say?
Besides wanting to kill his own daughter. So I said, besides beefing with his own daughter, what this nigga Benzino up to?
I'm glad you changed that.
No, I didn't. I wish I didn't, wasn't so curious. So I go on this nigga Benzino page. This nigga butt ass naked with his hands over his meat.
Whoa.
He has his hands over his meat. And apparently, like, this nigga, like, got an OnlyFans now, so I'm like, yeah, no wonder that nigga daughter, why his daughter hate him.
Right. I mean, there's something wrong with that nigga, bro.
This is a nasty question. What would you do if your boss had an OnlyFans? Don't answer that question.
Oh, fuck.
I just asked you that. Don't answer that question, bro. Anyway, 372 random out of the podcast. Be back about this bitch, bro.
Yeah, we back.
Don't answer that question, bro.
Man. That's a rhetorical question.
That's a nasty rhetorical question.
Something wrong with this nigga amp today, man.
Yeah, I'm chilling, man. I feel like I got CTE, man.
You might, or I might have to give it to you.
Secondhand, I don't know, bro. Secondhand coma pack, bro.
Yeah. I started to text you and tell you that before I came. Like, hey, look, this shit I got right here, something different. It's something different. But It might be hitting.
How you feel about niggas saying like the weed nowadays is like stepped on and shit like that?
I could see that. I could see why, you know, I could understand why someone is saying that. You know what I mean? There are times to what, I'll say this. It could just be because of my tolerance at this point. You know what I mean? Yeah. But I do feel like there was a difference when I was smoking in my later teens, you know what I'm saying? Early 20s.
Yeah.
Than the weed I'm smoking now. You know what I'm saying? Like, as far as an average goes, you know what I mean? The weed I get is good, but I don't think it's as good as what I used to get. You know what I mean?
Yeah, 'cause I seen some shit. It was called a Cheetos pack, and this dude was like smoking the shit.
Yeah.
And then like it was like orange, and I'm like, bro, I don't think you should be smoking orange weed.
Yeah, I mean, if it's orange with the hairs, I'm fine.
No, it was like orange. Like
the leaves looked orange.
Yeah, nigga's orange. Nigga.
Yeah, nah, I ain't smoking.
It was R.E.O.P. orange.
I ain't smoking that, boy. I ain't smoking that.
It was orange like that.
I ain't smoking that.
And then it was just it said hot Cheetos pack.
Hot Cheetos pack is something I don't want to smoke, period. You know what I'm saying? Like, even at the introduction of it.
Yeah, and it had Chester Cheeto. He had Amy Winehouse eyes. It was bloodshot red.
Low as shit.
Low as fuck. I was like, all right, man. I don't think niggas should be smoking this shit.
Amy Winehouse eyes is crazy.
I'm talking about.
I get what you're saying, trust. Yeah. But, I mean, that's a crazy reference.
Hey, man. Nobody party hard like Amy Winehouse.
You ain't lying. You ain't lying. Yeah, and man, every pic proves what you're saying.
Your favorite rapper. You ever seen that picture? It was her and Nas walking out the club.
I have, yes. And she looking at her feet or some shit. Like, she always looking down in her pictures.
Hey, Nas, you a nasty nigga if you beat.
You know Nas beat.
Come on, bro. Nas didn't beat that. Nas, I'm sorry, bro. If you beat that, you're a nasty nigga, dog. You're a nasty nigga if you beat that, dog.
That nigga gonna throw his hands up. Or hit you with one of these. Gotta see it through, my boy.
We're gonna have Nas on the podcast. The first question, like, bro, you beat. I ain't even gonna say who. He gonna know, man, what I'm talking about, bro.
Just answer the question. Hey, did you beat, fuck or not?
You beat, bro. I'm gonna go like this. Like, you beat. I ain't gonna say who.
Right.
I ain't gonna say what.
Right. You just go, okay, I can respect that. And
he wildin' also, because you
I'm
know,
I'm going to follow suit.
Because, you know, Teedra Moses, she got a song, you know how fine she is, Teedra Moses. She got a song saying, like, she tried to fuck Nas or whatever, and, like, that nigga, like, curved her. I was like, this nigga tripping, bro. That nigga just walking around with Amy Winehouse.
Wow.
And he fuck Teedra. I don't know, man. That's how Nas was feeling that day, man.
Man, look, he must have been
like a nasty nigga, man.
Who?
It was also around the time. Nah, it was later on. Cause you remember that time he had that doll of Jay-Z was about to lynch it.
You said, okay.
Yeah, he had a doll. He made a doll of Jay-Z, and he was about to lynch it. And like,
they was like,
you
can't do this shit.
I was about to say that might be around the time maybe like he was on some drugs or something. He was on some narcotics and he was just acting. He was lashing.
He was
out
acting bad.
But yeah, that nigga Nas, he was wilding around that time.
For sure.
That's who you pick as your favorite rapper. That's
crazy. I mean, hey, you was right there with me, nigga. Shut up. But anyway, as far as today go, like you say, I don't give a fuck about, you know what I'm saying, like having a favorite rapper per se, who I like, you know what I mean, or more lyrical based artists, and then I like, you know what I mean, artists that give you the energy, you know what I'm saying, get you hype, and then those that are introspective, you know what I'm saying, like I like to think a little different sometimes, so. Yeah,
but let's go ahead and get into some couple of these topics, man, because we, it's a basketball game on tonight, man.
Yeah,
man.
We
need to watch that shit, bro.
Oh yeah, we got to. It's a big one.
So yeah, so we just gonna be chilling, just talking shit on this episode. Of course, if you got a Patreon, you'll never be cheated. So if you feel like you're cheated on this episode, you're not on the Patreon, I don't know what to tell you, because we be dropping bonus episodes.
Left
we got all
right.
kind of exclusive shows.
Right.
I'm doing a live stream with Eric this week.
Talk to him.
So we're doing a lot of shit, man. So if you feel cheated, go ahead and hop on that Patreon for that other topic. So let's talk about Space Jam real quick, man. Space Jam 2 came out Friday, I believe. So is it even Space Jam 2? Is it just Space Jam New Legacy, I guess? I don't know.
Right. I don't think it's a... Yeah, it's not Space Jam 2.
Jam 2 Electric Boogaloo?
That could have worked in...
Nah, that couldn't have worked.
96. But hit 2021, get that shit the fuck out of here.
Yeah, LeBron, he hit niggas with that Space Jam 2, man. So
stop saying that, man. It's what? Space Jam New Legacy, bro.
It's Space
Jam. It's a whole new thing, bro. All
right, bro. That shit Space Jam 2, bro.
All right.
It's Space Jam. You want to box over this shit?
No, but I'm just letting you know it's scared. Not. Okay.
Niggas, I asked you.
I'm not invested. Like, I'm not.
You want a box?
That invested in Space Jam. In this one, you gonna fight me over Space Jam too? You thought? All right. Let me ask you.
I'm a Jordan stan. I fight a nigga over Space Jam.
So you think that? Like, I'm a Jordan fan.
I don't believe that. You don't fuck with Jordan, bro.
Bro, you don't fuck with Jordan, bro.
You an Isaiah Thomas fan.
Oh, my God.
You
a different kind of nigga. Get the fuck out of here.
You a different kind of nigga, bro. You had the high top fade.
Yeah, I want a box. I want a box.
And nigga Joe used to call
you want to move the table? You want to do it on the camera? Or
you just said you don't want a box.
But I changed my mind.
Move on, bro.
You tried me.
This nigga Joe used to call himself Zeke Jr. Because he's like,
chill out,
bro.
I never called myself
IT Jr.
Zeke nothing. Nigga, I ain't never had a nickname.
Nigga used to call him Isaiah Thomas III or some shit like that. That's what you was on, man. But yeah, Space Jam 2 came out.
What's my initials, nigga? MJ.
Oh, yeah, your shit is MJ.
You know what I'm saying? Mr. fucking Jefferson.
All right, bro.
Yeah.
What's your middle name?
Michael. MJ, nigga.
Hold on. So, your initial not MJ?
It is.
Okay, so your name is Joe Michael Jefferson. Yeah. First of all, that's Joseph. Just a lazy ass name.
No, it's not, nigga. That Joseph. Shit, first off, it's got a ring to it.
Joseph Michael Jefferson. All right.
Yeah. And what's your middle name?
Don't worry about what my middle name is. Don't worry about what my middle name is. I don't have a middle name.
All right. Anthony Green ass Green.
I don't have a middle name, bro.
What's your middle name, man? I know it don't flow like mine. That's why you don't want to say it.
My middle name is ass.
I
you know what's crazy? My pop's name is Anthony Green.
It's no middle name?
No middle name.
Okay. And what's yours?
My mom don't have a middle name either.
And what's your middle name? Come on,
you need
bro.
To know my middle name,
bro. Bro, I'm putting the pressure on you.
My middle name is ass, bro.
What is it?
I hate my middle name.
Zachary?
All right. I have the same middle name as the running back for the Giants.
Oh,
you don't know who the Giants running back is, nigga? Without pulling your phone up?
I don't. I can't think of it off my head.
Saquon.
That's it. That's
my middle name.
That's it. Saquon.
That's my middle name.
Anthony Saquon Green?
Yes, yeah, it's my middle name.
Yeah.
I don't like my middle name.
It don't flow like. It don't flow. Because I was finna say Saigon a second ago. That's why I pulled out my
nigga
phone.
Nigga said Saigon.
I knew it was something with.
That's, come on, bro. Why would my middle name be Saigon? I remember when niggas on. I remember when niggas on Twitter used to roast me because I think Chris had said my middle name one time on Twitter. And I think niggas kind of like forgot. And they used to call me Squindale. That's where that Squindale shit came from.
That's funny.
And I think they still be calling it like JaVale McGee, Squindale McGee or whatever. Call that shit. But yeah. Yeah, nigga middle name ass, man. I ain't even on front, bro. So yeah. But yeah, my initials is ASG All-Star Game. I'll hit that button.
Green ass nigga.
There you go.
Yeah, you deserve that
for myself, bro.
God, why did you do that?
I don't know, bro.
It was like you practiced that. You look.
I just came up with that.
Nah,
shit.
You looked yourself in the mirror and say
with,
that.
I just came
ASG
up with that
ASG All Star Game.
I just came up with that great
ASG All Star Game, baby.
This. All right, man. Let's just stop.
Hey, real quick, happy birthday to my fucking dog, Stan. It's Stan's birthday today.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
I'm joking. I knew it was his birthday.
I mean, all right.
Charleston.
And damn, RIP Biz Markie.
Yeah, RIP Biz. You got a beatbox. You say you're going to beatbox.
Nah, bro, I ain't got no beatbox. You can beatbox?
Nah, I can't beatbox, man.
Just give it a try. It's an honor. You know what I'm saying?
Nigga.
Just give it a try.
I still got to do the DMX song. He going to get me up out of here. And you want Biz Markie to
haunt you too.
You're going to have famous Jet Jackson, DMX, and Biz Markie just chilling in my crib all day.
That nigga.
Out of from violations.
Bro, that shit would be a wild combination. That nigga Biz Markie going to start beatboxing to wake your ass up. DMX is going to start rapping. That nigga famous Jet Jackson going to be shooting lasers from his watch at your ass and shit.
All right, yeah, be careful what you say about famous Jet Jackson. You almost said something crazy. Be careful what you say about Jet Jackson. I didn't even violate Jet Jackson. I just said it was a lady in the airport crying because he died.
Hey,
man. She was running, too. She was running. She was like, famous Jet Jackson died. She didn't even say bruh name. She just called that nigga famous Jet Jackson.
I mean, I fought with the show. I don't know that I fought with it that much. Like, I don't think I even knew bro name until
she. I don't even know bro name. She probably wanted to fuck or something. I don't know.
Right,
she like probably had, you probably should have like freaky dreams about that nigga.
I didn't know he had another name until he died.
Nigga, come on, man.
That nigga's name was Jet Jackson.
Let's talk about Space Jam, bro. You going crazy right now? So, what you thought about this shit, man? All right,
so I thought this. There's a lot of good things about the movie, of course. You know what I'm saying? And for a child, like, when I saw Space Jam, I was 5 years old. You know what I mean? 5, 6 years old.
I remember I seen Space Jam. My pops took me to see it. He took me, first of all, he took me from school to go see it. So it was like on a random, like, Tuesday or some shit. He took me to school, took me from school. We went to Regency on over there by the AMC by Regency. This nigga took me over there. The movie had to be like around like 12 or some shit, noon. This nigga took me over there, made me sit in the front. That nigga just left me. He was like, just sit here. I'll be back.
Hey, enjoy this shit. Your daddy was cheating.
Yo, that nigga definitely was. That nigga definitely was cheating. I don't know what that nigga was doing. He probably was cheating, bro.
I hate to do it, but.
Knowing that nigga now, that nigga definitely was cheating, bro. That nigga just left out of the theater. He just left me there. So I was just sitting there watching Space Jam for like 2 hours.
He said, I'll be back. I know how long this movie is. You just tape.
Nigga timed that bit. He was like, damn, I got about 40 minutes to cheat.
The credit's going to come quick. So I thought, like I say, it's a lot of good about this new legacy, right? Because
yeah. Space Jam 2. Stop it, man. Don't fight it.
They incorporated. I'm going to ignore you. I'm going to ignore you. You got a wall up right
this
now.
Trying to fight
they incorporated the old one with the aliens, which I thought was cool. They took you through like the Warner Brother universe, I guess that was.
If you see the police, Warner Brother.
All right.
That's the name of this podcast.
Green ass nigga.
You on a roll tonight.
On a green roll. I gotta get it, man.
Yeah, somebody got to fill that void. So I thought that was cool, right? But the storyline was like very quick.
Oh, yeah. That shit was speeding through. Once it like introduced everything.
It was like, yo, the game is on. Yeah. There was no practice. Like, them niggas practiced for 5 minutes.
Wait, hold up. Didn't that clock you said they had like two? Also, if you ain't see Space Jam 2 yet, man, Space Jam New Legacy, if you didn't see it yet, I'm sorry. We spoiling this shit, bro.
Oh, damn.
Fuck it, bro. Just skip ahead, I guess. Skip to my loop. I don't know.
I thought that was cool, right? But, you know, as far as like what they incorporated into the movie, but the story, they did so much of that the storyline had no real like attachment. This isn't something that I'm gonna watch again. This isn't something like as a child I probably wouldn't want to watch again, other than to see my favorite characters or something, like, you know what I mean, come in at certain points, you know.
Like, hold on, who would your favorite character be? You a
not
oh, you a Wile E. Coyote character?
Nah, I mean, I was always a Bugs Bunny character.
R.I.P. Bugs Bunny.
Yeah, one time for the
B. You smoking on that Bugs Bunny pack?
Nah, man, we ain't doing that.
Nah, man, fuck that.
We ain't doing that, man. We ain't smoking that Bugs Bunny pack.
I'm a Daffy Duck type nigga, man.
That's why it's always duck season, nigga.
But yeah, rest in peace. He put his life on the line.
For hey, people. Had to do what he
Salute
had to
the
do.
Troops.
We in them coots like caprices.
But
what you thought?
I liked every moment of it. I'm going to be honest, the shit was 2 hours. It did not feel like 2 hours. And
it felt like 45 minutes.
The whole time I was watching this shit, I was like, man, this is like a really, really good movie. But I'm not going to watch it again unless I'm like showing my kids or some shit like that. If I ever do have kids, I don't know why I would have kids. But let's say I lose 50% of my brain and I'll have kids or whatever.
Damn. That's what it would
Dark
take.
Dark Amp is in the building tonight.
I mean, damn, let's bro, see. Where the durag at? Yeah, there was no warning.
Yeah. Let's say I do have kids, man. I'm just joking, man. I think kids are all right, man. They okay. But let's say I do have kids, and I just want to show them Space Jam 1. He go to GOAT right here.
Right, right, right.
MJ.
Right.
I mean, Charles Barkley. That's the GOAT, bro.
Charles Barkley the GOAT. That's, you know, Charles group. Barkley, like my. That's,
all right, don't tell that story again. Hey, bro. Charles Barkley. Hey, Charles Barkley, not your cousin, nigga.
Hey, bro, Charles Barkley.
Tell him to come
cousin,
on the podcast.
Bro.
He'll probably charge you.
Hey, man, you know he from where my people's from, bro.
Charles Barkley not from Pensacola.
He from Alabama, where I say my people's, my extended people's, my cousins, them.
Oh, yeah, y'all niggas is MAGA out there. Pensacola's a red city. Don't fight it. Y'all niggas MAGA in Pensacola, bro.
Bruh.
Y'all voted for Trump in Pensacola.
The niggas wasn't voting, bruh. That's all that shows.
How many cousins you said you had in Pensacola again?
In Pensacola, I got more cousins in Alabama than I do in Pensacola. I got a very small family in Pensacola.
Okay. How many people you got in Pensacola?
In total.
Rough estimate.
Probably 30.
30.
You about to see that before.
How like many can vote?
I think we went over this before, bro.
No, we didn't.
Yes, we did, dog. Yes, we did, bro.
We did something else.
No, we didn't, bro. You was trying to tell me all 30 of them people went and voted MAGA, bro, and no, they didn't.
You mean to tell me?
I fucking hate you.
You mean to tell me 30, nobody voted for Trump?
None. Not one. Not one.
None of them niggas voted for Trump.
Not one, bro.
I think we did something else, but I think.
Nah, bro. Hey, listeners, go back and tell this nigga Amp. Go back and listen and tell this nigga Amp when we talked about this shit.
I thought it was a different scenario. I wouldn't have ran it back then.
Bruh.
I think you lying.
You got one more time. Matter of fact, we had an agreement.
Hold on.
And we finna reestablish this agreement.
Hold on.
Because it seems you forgot.
Hold on.
I'm going to give you one more chance.
Hold up.
What's up?
Those cousins that put a hit out on each other.
They in Alabama.
Okay. They not MAGA.
No.
They got to be MAGA.
No.
They got businesses.
Right.
Trump is for the businessman.
Right.
They didn't vote for Trump?
Nah. One of them, I don't know. I can honestly say one of them, I don't know.
All right. The one that sent the Mexicans home, they voted for Trump.
Nah, I don't think
that's some Trump shit. Sending Mexicans, deporting Mexicans, that's some Trump shit.
She a boss. I don't think she
a business owner.
I don't think she voted for Trump.
She a business owner.
I'm gonna ask my mama.
And she deported Mexicans.
I'm gonna ask my mama.
She voted for Trump.
I'm gonna find out.
I don't care what you say. She voted for Trump.
If she voted for Trump, I'll come back and I'll let you know.
No, you won't.
Yes, I will. I'll be a man of my word. I come back and I let the people know my cousins was out here voting for Trump.
Sorry, bro. I don't believe you.
I mean, look, I ain't got no reason to lie, Craig. All
right, bro. Now, my family, I got to think about it. I got to sit and think about it. I might be a couple. Might be a couple. I don't know, man. But back to the movie. So apparently, the director, he wants to do a third one with The Rock, where it's like wrestling related.
How they gonna do it if Bugs ain't in it, man?
Let's stop this. Cut the shit. Bugs lived. Bugs lived. Cut the shit.
I think that would be fire, actually.
Yeah, I thought it was a decent idea. I don't know. You just have to get The Rock to. The Rock done did some stupid ass movies. He doing he one movie where he's like a poacher or some shit like
he
that.
He did one where he was the Tooth Fairy.
He did a movie where he was fighting a building.
Yeah. That one I'll never watch it again.
He did a Rampage movie.
Yeah.
The Rock been in some ass movies, bro. I like, you ever seen The Rock show? Niggas hate on that show. I like that show. Young Rock.
Nah, I never seen that.
You never seen that shit?
Nah.
I like that shit. It was pretty good. They had one episode.
You a loser.
What? They had one episode. It was really good. It was like when he was with the Hurricanes.
Yeah.
And he was talking about how Uncle Luke and them used to like party with them. And like bring like strippers and shit. It was a good ass episode. I like that show, man.
I'll check it out. What was it on?
This nigga lying like a motherfucker.
What was it on?
It's called, I think it's on, it should be on Peacock.
Okay, I'll check it out.
Yeah, so I think it's an NBC show, so I'm believing. I'm pretty sure all the episodes on Peacock.
Gotcha. I'll check it out. Yeah. I mean, if you say it's good, I'll check it out.
But yeah, I think The Rock would do, like, the Space Jam 3 or whatever.
He definitely would do it. The Rock doesn't turn down a movie. That's apparent. Now, that one movie he had where he was in the woods and shit, he was like a bounty hunter or some shit.
I don't know what the fuck you talking about.
He was like tracking down the white guy.
Like one of his first couple movies. That was like one of his first five movies.
And that was one of his best movies.
when he first started out, he was like, it was okay. He had like Mummy.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Mummy Returns.
Good.
Gridiron Gang.
Good.
Yeah, it was good. I was about to hate for a second.
Bro, Gridiron Gang was really good.
Was that shit called Walking Tall that you talking about?
Yes, that's it. Walking Tall.
Walking Tall.
All of those hits.
Then when that real bad came.
Ass. Every movie.
Man, pull up Rock discography real quick, bro. Pull it up real quick.
His IMBD?
Yeah, I think you're giving the Rock too much, man.
All right. We definitely finna dig off into this.
Hey, yo. Well, yeah. Hey, yo. I don't know what you're talking about. Put Dwayne Johnson in the lexicon. What comes up? This nigga put The Rock. What's that nigga name, bro? Dwayne Paul Johnson. I don't know that nigga middle name.
It ain't Saquon.
I wish I ain't say my middle name because niggas just going to be killing me now with that shit. Come on, bro. It don't take that long.
Hey, bro. Chill out. Nigga.
Put the nigga all right, movies all right, in, all right.
You want to go down the list of like time, or you just want me to run through the? All right. So he got the whole Fast and Furious series. We won't go through that at all. We'll just put those separate, right?
Yeah, let's just put all those ass.
Right, definitely.
Hold up, one of them shits was hard. That one where
I don't know, man. I ain't seen none of them honestly. But
you ain't never seen no Fast and Furious movies?
I seen the first three, I think.
You know what's funny? I never seen like the first couple ones. But I've seen like all the like
the ones with the
outrageous ones. Like I've never seen like
I'm sorry, man, but I can't watch a nigga fly from a building like and catch a helicopter.
I've seen Fast and Furious 1. I've never seen 2.
10 times over.
Hold on, which Fast and Furious was the one where they put like the rats on their motherfucking stomach and they put like
that was the second one. That was the second one.
Okay, I never seen the first one. I seen the second one. I never seen Tokyo Drift.
And then Tokyo Drift was not good.
And then I started watching that shit like when The Rock got on that motherfucker.
I don't even understand why they did Tokyo Drift.
I don't know. Actually, I'm lying. I did see Tokyo Drift. I seen like an hour of it. I cut it off. When I seen Bow Wow, I cut it off. I like green ass nigga, and I cut it off.
Yeah. All right. So he got Jumanji, Jungle Cruise, Ass and Ass. Baywatch.
Hold up. If you ain't see the movie, you can't call it ass. All
right. Jumanji and Jungle Cruise. Baywatch.
Baywatch is ass. All
right. I ain't seen the movie. These are all movies I ain't seen.
I just watch it because I used to watch the Baywatch show back in the day.
Rampage, Central Intelligence. I saw some of that, and I'm going to say ass.
That nigga was in a Tyler Perry movie, too. He was in... Why Did I Get Married, too, I think.
No, he was not.
Yes, he was.
No, he wasn't.
The Rock was in Why Did I Get Married, too.
No, he wasn't.
Yes, dog. That nigga was in Why Did I Get Married, too. He was like at the end. It was after Janet Jackson killed her husband.
Bruh, no, he was not. I just bruh. Went through the list. Bruh, no, he was
Look
not.
At his extensive one, bro. The Rock was in Why Did I Get Married, too, dog.
No, he was not.
All right, bro.
You're tripping.
Yes, The Rock was in Why Did I Get Married, too.
No, he wasn't, bro.
You don't remember when Janet Jackson killed her husband, Malik Yoba?
Hold on, man. Google finna tell me.
He killed Malik. I mean, not he did. Janet Jackson killed her husband because, like, Malik Yoba had, like, sped off. And that nigga got, like, hit by, like, a car or some shit like that. And then, like, that nigga died. And then, like, she had went, like, on a college campus or whatever. And then she seen the nigga The Rock. And it ended.
I guess he was.
See? And nigga Rock was in Why Did I Get Married Too, bro.
His name was Daniel Franklin.
Damn, Daniel. Back again taking another nigga wife after she got killed by a car. See, though.
That shit just came back around.
See what I'm talking about, bro? That nigga The Rock, bro. He's a nasty light-skinned nigga.
Yeah. So, again... San Andreas.
You see what Tyler Perry do to niggas? He always got to have that light-skinned savior. She killed her dark-skinned husband. Didn't do no jail time.
And now I must ain't seen
that. Now she got a light-skinned nigga.
Because I don't remember The Rock being in
He was at the very end of the movie.
I want to say
it was the last scene.
I ain't going back and watching that shit.
I will say this, man. Niggas slander Tyler Perry movies. The ones where he wears like no Madea in them.
Right. They are good, honestly. The Why Did I Get Married series was good.
Yeah, I like them shits.
Yeah. That was good. But his shows, like these little snippets I see from his shows, are like worthy of jail time.
Yeah, I don't know
like
what's going on with them shits. I don't know if like that nigga got some dirt on BET or whatever.
I don't know why he doing them shows, bro.
That nigga got dirt on BET, bro. It's that bad because that nigga write all his movies himself. Like,
right.
He write. I know we talked about it on here when he had wrote. I think he was bragging to him something. I just wrote 20 shows.
Yeah.
I'm like,
yeah.
Bitch ass nigga, you don't have to write all them goddamn shows.
There's
so
many talented writers. You can give so many people opportunities.
The nigga wrote a show called Bruh. Like, eat a dick, nigga. You don't have to do all that shit. Hire some writers. You don't have to write 20 shows, nigga.
Right. I mean, diversify your bonds.
Wu-Tang, nigga. Yeah, nigga. You don't have to write 20 movies, bro. Let that nigga, like, let Issa Rae write a movie or some shit like that. Let somebody write something, bro. Like,
right.
I'll write a show, nigga. Let me write something. I don't know what the fuck I'm going to write it about.
You the opportunity.
Tyler Perry came through this
pen
door.
And a pad.
Tyler Perry came through this door right now. I said, Joe, write me a show. What would it be about?
It'd probably be about like me growing up.
This could be all young Joe.
Yeah.
Oh, these niggas talking about Dwayne Johnson 2024. First of all, y'all niggas got hang up that Dwayne Johnson shit. First of all, if Dwayne Johnson, The Rock, become president, that nigga will be Trump too. He gonna bring back stop and frisk. He gonna lock all y'all niggas up, bro. He gonna put all y'all niggas in prison, bro.
I do believe Dwayne Johnson will be with the shit.
That nigga gonna be Republican.
As fuck.
And y'all niggas going to jail, bro. And y'all niggas gonna vote. You gonna vote for The Rock because that nigga had the rock bottom and he did the people's elbow.
You gonna rock bottom you niggas into a cell.
Nigga, say he gonna rock bottom niggas to a cell.
Night, night, nigga.
Y'all gonna vote for The Rock because he was sliding that one SmackDown episode with them shoes on. That time he hit people's elbow, he slid.
Yeah.
Y'all niggas gonna slide.
That shit was crazy, though.
Y'all niggas, yeah, that shit was fire, man. I'm sorry. That shit was fire. Y'all niggas gonna...
Oh,
y'all niggas gonna slide
shit
to the ballots, and then they gonna send y'all niggas to prison. Yeah. Y'all niggas with that nostalgia gonna get to y'all niggas, bro. Yeah, don't vote for The Rock, man.
Right.
And they gonna set y'all up, but yeah, back to Space Jam. So I seen this one shit. I want to give dude credit, but I forgot like what his YouTube is. But I'll watch his YouTube all the time. He be talking about movies and shit. And he said apparently the old Space Jam 1 director did an interview or whatever, and he was talking about all the proposals for Space Jam movies. And he said apparently it was supposed to be a Space Jam, a movie called Race Jam.
What?
It was called Race Jam. It was supposed to be Jeff Gordon.
Nah, that wouldn't work.
And he was supposed to be like NASCAR driving.
The marketing on that shit would have been.
That shit sounds like some MAGA shit to be right, in a race jail, bro.
Dog, that shit would have been crazy.
That sounds like some niggas gonna be getting lynched in that.
That would have been crazy, bro.
Yeah, Taz would have been getting lynched.
I definitely wouldn't have watched that
because I think Taz black, ain't he?
I'm gonna have to say.
Sylvester African American cat, right? Because Sylvester a black name and he black. Sylvester got to be an African American cat.
He might be.
Damn, Sylvester be getting lynched. Tweety definitely black.
I can see that. Now you know that, man. I hate to even bring this up, but like Bugs Bunny having the gloves and shit, like that's from the characters and shit. You know.
Oh, you calling Bugs Bunny a coon? This nigga just called Bugs Bunny a coon, bro. What's going on in this podcast?
It's from the minstrel shows, man. Like when they
call Bugs Bunny a Sambo.
That's what they slim that from, bro. That nigga,
don't tell me Bugs Bunny a Sambo, bro.
Bro, that nigga.
That's singing. Why he be like.
He be singing and dancing. Kiss people on the lips. He dress. He dress in dresses. You know what I'm saying?
Oh damn!
Like they got Bugs Bunny wilding out here.
So Bugs Bunny is Desi Banks.
Oh,
so Bugs Bunny is the original Madea.
Oh man,
that's what you just said, bro. You said Bugs Bunny the original Madea.
With better content, I guess.
All right, so they're supposed to do a race jam with Jeff Gordon. They're supposed to do a golf jam with Tiger Woods.
Golf jam.
Spy jam with Jackie Chan.
That I will watch. The name is crazy.
Oh, Jackie Chan beat the fuck out of Foghorn Leghorn, nigga.
Nah, he would be on their side, bro. He would be helping them. Jackie Chan beat the shit out of aliens.
But
and shit.
But the movie, the script for Spy Jam, they used that for that. You ever seen the Looney Tunes? I don't know why you would see that, but it's a Looney Tunes movie with Brendan Fraser. Nah. It's called like Looney Tunes Back in Action.
Oh, yeah.
They just used that script for, like, Spy Jam.
Wow. They should have put Jackie Chan in that shit. It would have been better.
Should have put my nigga Bolo in that bitch. Bolo?
I was finna do it. He stole it.
You got nigga Bolo, bro. What the nigga Bolo up to, man? We need Bolo on the podcast.
You say that all the time, man. Let's get him on.
He got to have Bolo on the podcast. We need Bolo on the podcast.
We're going to have to reach out to his peoples.
Whenever Devin come back, he gonna be on one of Bolo to beat that nigga. Beat him fuck up.
Hey Bolo, there you go.
Hey Bolo, he talking shit.
Bolo jump clear across all of this shit.
Yeah,
Bolo. This whole table.
Bolo just do a kick. That nigga just lift his leg up, break the whole fucking table.
Boom! Bolo put Devin inside one of these arcade games.
Oh, that'd be fire.
No, it wouldn't, nigga. I still like to play him.
That's your only concern. Like, damn, I wanted to play that Bolo.
Like, hey, thanks for putting them in there, but I mean, I did want to play.
You just say Bolo and just leave.
Right. I would. Shit.
Stinger, that's crazy. Bolo jail.
Man, Bolo walking this motherfucker. Yeah, y'all doing the podcast by yourself.
Nah, nigga. You You gotta stay. You gotta stay.
Nah, that nigga might put me in a headlock.
Nah, you try to leave that nigga bolo, put his head like, you stay. You stay.
Drag me back in here by my ear or some shit.
That's on you, bro. You see bolo, that nigga throw a ninja star at your ankle. Make you stay, nigga.
Yeah, nah, I ain't fucking with him, bro.
Nah, we're going to get bolo on the podcast. Anybody, one of y'all nigga bolo cousin holler at us, bro.
That's wild to say.
We got a lot of listeners. One of y'all niggas got to be bolo cousin, man. One of our Asian listeners, if you bolo niece or nephew, bro, just holler at us, dog.
Bro, I'm Charles Barkley cousin, bro. That don't mean I can get him on the podcast. Shut the fuck bro. Up, That don't mean I can get him on the podcast.
Charles Barkley, that nigga be busy.
Yeah, bro. Why Charles Barkley ain't my cousin, bro?
Well, Charles Barkley voted MAGA, so they're the MAGA cousin that voted for the.
That might be true. That might be it, man. You was looking for one.
There you go.
You found him.
I still think that lady MAGA, but
I don't think so. What's her name? I ain't finna tell you.
What did it start with?
Nunya, nigga.
What was the first letter of her name?
N.
N. Nina.
No, it's Nunya, nigga.
Naomi. What's the lady name, bro?
I ain't finna tell you.
All right, bro.
Bro, she big where she at. Like, she big where she at.
The fuck that mean?
Ain't finna put
it ain't hard to be big in Alabama, nigga.
Man, shut the fuck up, bro.
All you gotta do is catch 3 bass in the ocean.
Who from Alabama?
Rich boy.
Yeah, I'm gonna have a rich boy come beat your ass.
It don't take much to be big in Alabama.
That nigga was big nationwide.
All you gotta do is.
That nigga was big nationwide, bro.
Who?
Rich boy.
Hey, man, Rich boy was before his time. I say that all the time.
He definitely was.
Yeah, that nigga was before his time, man.
He definitely was. Rich boy selling crack. Broke niggas want jack.
I still remember that summer when that Richard and the Mayor tape came out.
Yeah.
Niggas was bumping
niggas
that crazy.
Niggas went crazy, yeah.
Niggas bumping that crazy.
Man. My brother used to be a big Rich Boy fan, my older brother.
You had to be a certain kind of nigga to be like a Rich Boy stan. Like, I like Rich Boy.
I mean, we from Pensacola, bro.
I wasn't a Rich Boy stan.
He wasn't a stan. He was just, you know, hey, you got to check this out. That new Rich Boy.
You're like, yeah, this shit an hour away. Let me listen to this.
Shut up. The fuck up. I mean, like I say, nigga, we went and visited our cousins and shit like that. Like, my brother bought CDs from a lot of, like, rappers that was doing shit. Like, he bought of all people, this is just funny to me. He bought an album from Lil White.
Lil White sold him an album?
Yeah, from 3-6.
That nigga sold him an eighth, too.
Alright. My brother ain't never smoked.
Oh, your brother straight edge?
I mean, he drinking shit.
Drink. Okay, never mind. I remember he told a couple stories, so I was like, yeah, that nigga definitely drink.
Yeah, that nigga.
When your brother coming back to the podcast? Oh, he don't like you no more.
Nah, that nigga in Georgia, man.
God damn, that nigga just moving on up.
Bruh.
Wasn't he in Tallahassee?
Yeah, like, dog. He definitely been doing his damn thing, man. Shout
far
out to
away
him.
From you.
Man, shut the fuck up.
Nigga said, I'm moving far away from Joe.
Nah, he got a good opportunity coaching a girls' basketball team up in Dublin, Georgia.
Oh, that's what's up, man.
Yeah, yeah.
They won a championship?
He actually took them to the championship his first or second year,
All right, next time they get to the championship, we're taking an R.E.O.P. field trip up to one of the games, bro.
Well, shit, he used to take the Paxson girls to the playoffs and shit. I think he took them to the championship once. He might have even won.
So how did that shit work? So how did he start his coaching? Did he, like, was coaching, like, Little League or some shit? Or he just, like, was a...
Nah, he played college ball and shit.
I knew that. How you move on into coaching ranks?
You know, word of mouth, recommendations, things okay. like that. And, you know, you get a small opportunity to coach a team and...
No. He ain't never asked you to be like a water boy or something like that?
Nah, man. Yeah, bro. Why would I do
that? I don't know why would you be a water boy.
Like, why? Why would I be a water boy for, you know, these?
I don't know, dog. Yeah, I got. Yeah, I forgot. They usually hire like special needs kids or some shit.
Bro,
like
shut the fuck up, bro. They hire like
I ain't call you special needs.
People that are friends with the girls and shit like that. You know what I mean? Like someone that can be motivational and things like that, and that ain't got needs. No skill.
You hire special needs kids.
Man, you a trip. You was one of them, nigga. You used to deliver water at Wolfsit. That's how niggas know you at Wolfsit. Nigga, y'all used to be on the court giving out water bottles.
Hey, I wasn't a water boy, bro.
Hey, man, it's all good. It's all good, bro. You always been my nigga. You know what I'm saying?
You ever played a sport and it just be like one nigga on that bench that just be drinking up all the water and Gatorade? And you be like, God damn, bitch, you ain't playing.
Definitely. Definitely.
Yeah, I remember one game. I forgot who he was playing. It was, I'm not talking like I was Al Bundy or something, but I did play football in high school a little bit, but yeah.
Right.
Oh, it was one game. I think we was playing like Inglewood or some shit like that. We was getting our ass smoked. And like, we had, like, it was the coach, like, before this shit, he was like, man, we got a limited amount of Gatorade. So can y'all, like, not drink all the fucking Gatorade up? It was like, bet. And when you play sports, that Gatorade, that shit,
it's
like,
essential.
That shit, like, Hennessy, nigga.
You know what I'm saying?
That shit, like, Crown, bro. Crown, like, vanilla.
Bro, you get a sip of that bitch. Ooh.
You like, yeah. Yeah, Michael Jordan, special shit, speaking of Space Jam.
Yeah.
So this nigga, I don't know who, I forgot bro's name, but that nigga was just riding the pine, my nigga. That nigga just sitting there with a whole Gatorade bottle just tearing that shit up, bro. Just like, bro, you not playing, my nigga. Put the fucking Gatorade down.
Yeah, definitely. And when y'all losing, that's when fights start.
Well, who's losing anyway?
Yeah, nigga be like, hey, bro, you drinking all the damn Gatorade. I got to go back out here dehydrated as fuck. All I got to drink is this water.
Was ass anyway,
nigga be so. Complaining about regular shit.
Yeah, nigga. Yeah, we was. I'm pretty sure we only won like two games though.
That's ass.
Man, we was ass, bro.
Y'all terrible.
It was ass.
Yeah, you played with the special needs.
Hey, if you played on Wilson football team, that was Joe that said that. You played on the team that was
I
Joe did. That said
I,
that.
I played my ninth grade year.
You ain't playing on ninth grade.
Yeah. I did. Only reason I stopped for real was, man, I had a bad injury.
You got juke?
Nah.
I ran over, bro.
I had a bad injury the year before, and the doctor advised I never play like again and whatnot. And the way I was getting hit, I ain't want to take no chances.
Yeah, CTE or something?
Nah, I had me and my brother was bullshitting, and I had braces. This nigga tripped and, basically forearmed me, trying to catch me. And then knocked one of my, my bottom row of teeth out of my mouth, but I had braces. So it kept them in, and I went through surgery and whatnot, so they was able to put them back intact. But, you know, long story short, had something happen, you know what I mean? Especially, like, a year after the shit, I would have lost my teeth, so... I ain't want to take no chances.
It's okay, bro. You played Nice. You played with that Nice, and they called one of them white boys called you a nigger.
Nah, boy. Hey, look.
One of the white boys called you a nigger, but
I would have dropped his ass on the field.
You cried, bro. It's okay. They called you a nigger.
I probably would have been like Billy Blank.
All right. Billy Blank. I just now got that shit. You talking about Billy? You talking about when he ran on the last Boy Scout? When he ran on it.
You gotta score. You gotta get to the end zone by any means, whatever they told his ass.
Hey, he got to the end zone.
That nigga came prepared, bro. He already had the fire on him.
Oh, that shit was stupid because he ran to the end zone. He had the fire in the pants.
Right.
He took it out, started shooting niggas, and then he got to the end zone and then killed himself. I'm like, nigga, you should have just killed yourself from the beginning, bro.
Like, bro, he was like, man, I'm gonna show you, I'm gonna score. Like, we gonna win the game by any means.
If you, he should have, like,
but I ain't gonna be here to celebrate with y'all.
Yeah, y'all watching the last. If y'all haven't seen the last Boy Scout, watch that shit. He should have, like, legit tried to run for the end zone, and if he would have got tackled, he was like, damn, I ain't get it. Should have did that. Nigga said, I'm taking some people out with me.
Yeah. I mean, bruh, when I saw that shit, I was like, oh my God. What am I watching?
You know what's so funny? That shit had like nothing to do with like the rest of the movie.
At all. Which had me like confused as a jit. Like,
all right, bro. What the fuck? That nigga just clapped like 20 NFL players, though. They got nothing to do with that, though.
Why did he just clear out the entire... That nigga cleared out the entire first string.
Just like on another situation where a bunch of football niggas got killed. On the Dark Knight Rises, when Bane killed like the whole football team.
That shit was crazy.
What?
That shit was crazy.
Only nigga that survived was Hines Ward. Like, bro, what? So that means Ben Roethlisberger got killed. So yeah. Shout out to that, bro. You nasty motherfucker.
Yeah. I mean, if that wasn't long enough, I'd double down on it.
Shout out to Ben Roethlisberger getting killed in Dark Knight.
You know he voted MAGA. Yeah, that's taught me one thing. If you see football in a movie, you know niggas gonna die. At least 5 players gonna die. It's like a rule of thumb.
At least, bro. So who? All right. So who would be if they was do the Space Jam movie with like NFL niggas? Like who would you want? Like it would have to be somebody with like charisma and shit. Like Football Jam. I don't know.
Football Jam. That's funny.
I think Odell would be good in like a movie like that.
Odell would be great. Odell would be. He might be like the most ideal as far as being eccentric. Stephon Diggs would be another one.
Oh yeah.
But he doesn't have that same caliber.
Like star power.
Yeah.
Yeah. Odell is a good one, but I have a feeling if they was to do one, they'd probably like have it like quarterback theme. So like Mahomes would probably end up doing it.
Yeah.
Because even though like Mahomes not as like charismatic as like the rest of them niggas, Jordan wasn't really that charismatic, but he was like the biggest star in the NBA. So it's like,
true indeed.
You forced that nigga to be charismatic. So I think Mahomes would probably be like, if they was to do like a football Space Jam, Mahomes would probably be like who they pick.
Yeah, that would be
or Lamar. Good. Mahomes or Lamar. One of them.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking. Lamar would be good, but he's not.
Oh, Lord. Don't let Shannon Sharpe see that nigga. This is Lamar Jackson having fun, that nigga. Skip, you see that motherfucker with that bunny? He with that bunny playing. He having fun with that bun and that duck. That's what that nigga would be like. Hey, Skip, you see that?
You ain't lying.
He playing with that pee, that pumpkin pee.
I'm
just saying, Skip. My quarterback, John Elway, he wasn't playing with no ducks and pigs.
When he say my quarterback.
You see that, Skip? My Elway, Seven wasn't doing that. Seven wasn't doing that back in the day. He wasn't playing with no goats and ducks and stuff. He wasn't doing that. That's why he not the goat. That's why Mahomes the goat. That's exactly what Shannon Sharp. You see what he was doing when fucking Shannon Sharp was just in the hood just playing with the kids? He was like, I forgot exactly what he said. He was like, he's ruining his bag. He might tear his ACL playing on that concrete. I was like, bro, shut the fuck up, Shannon Sharp.
Yeah, Shannon Sharp don't like to see niggas having fun.
I don't want to call him a coon, but he be towing the line.
Oh, definitely. But they got them a token nigga.
They what?
They got them a token nigga.
I don't be wanting to do Shannon Sharp like that, but he be doing some weird shit, man. I don't like to go in on Shannon because I fuck with Shannon Sharp, but he be towing the line, man. He be kind of like.
I mean, I fuck with Shannon Sharp, but yeah, just you even doing that on a major platform.
Yeah, and just like talking down like on another black man, just like I'm like, bro, come on, man.
There's one nigga that I cannot think of his name now. I'm not good with names, I've come to realize.
Oh, yeah, I realize that also. It's all good, though. Everybody not good with names.
Yeah, so this dude, he's a commentator, but he played, and he be like trying to be so prolific, and he drops his little quotes from the days and shit.
Oh yeah, I think his name Ryan.
I believe that might be it.
I know exactly what you're talking about. I can't remember. He's not like he ain't popular. Or anything,
he's not. So. He's not. But he said some shit the other day, and everyone kind of brought it up. Like you say a whole bunch of nothing about nothing. But he was like, just remember, what you do is not who you are. Because when you no longer do what you do, you won't know who you are.
That nigga, shut the fuck up. That's what a lot of niggas on Twitter be doing. A lot of them niggas who be like in a car and they just be like recording up some in the car.
All day, yeah.
They don't be saying nothing. They don't be using no facts. But niggas like, oh, that nigga screaming in the car. That nigga saying something. But that nigga don't be saying, they don't be saying nothing at all.
Like,
or they be giving you incorrect facts. All kind of shit, man. So, yeah.
I mean, my thing is, none of that shit is necessary. I don't need to hear
Well, yeah, I know exactly what video you're talking about. I forgot exactly what the subject was. But yeah, I know what you're talking about, though.
Everybody want to be a licensed therapist or a psychiatrist or some shit for the everyday people.
That's what the bag like, at on Twitter, bro. You almost hop in your car.
I mean, shit.
Put that Marvin Gaye beanie on.
Hey, I might draw some what DJ Larry said, Street Profit Joe.
Street Profit Joe.
You know what I'm saying? That I might draw some knowledge disgusting. On niggas. I got to get me a milk crate.
That sounds disgusting. Street Profit Joe. I'm not behind that.
All right. What would you get behind? Let's figure it out.
I don't know, man. Not that.
The, I don't know.
Shut up. Anyway. So niggas have brought up, I'm almost done with Space Jam, bro. But, stat lines and shit, you know, niggas had to count.
Yeah.
I know LeBron only had like 4 shots.
Yeah, 4 points, yeah.
I think Wiley Coyote was the MVP.
Yeah.
When he had did that shit when he had like...
He had
100 like, shots in Charlotte.
Bro, he had like 300 shots.
300 shots. How the fuck you make 300 shots in Toonland?
Bro, that nigga say, what have I done? I thought it was crazy that he was so little involved in it, like Ooh. As far as LeBron, as far as the game goes.
Oh yeah, it had a little because now it wasn't scoring; you had to do style, so the nigga not a tune. So.
Right.
That was out of his element. Bugs ain't do nothing except that last shit.
Yeah,
he ain't scored nothing. That nigga ain't get no buckets, bro.
Yeah, it was like it was weird because it wasn't really like. What I expected as far as like a basketball game goes, you know what I mean? I wish some of the jokes were a little better, you know?
Oh man, I know you ain't judging kid jokes, man.
Nah. The only one I'm tripping
Anything
on.
Anything corny that happened in that movie, I just like let it go by. It's for kids.
The only one I really was tripping on was, he was like, you need to do like your eyebrows and separate.
I just thought
when
it was
I saw that shit, I was like,
"I just thought it was corny." When you said,
"Oh my god,
how your dad do a dab," he just said,
"Oh yeah." Now that one, I was like, "All right, that's for kids."
Oh, all right, bro. It is what it is. I'm a grown ass man. I'm 32 years old.
Yeah. I ain't judging this shit, but come on. All
right, bro. It wasn't for me.
Yeah, nah.
It's this new wrestler out. And she in the WWE. It's called, her name is like Nikki Ash or some shit like that. And she got like a superhero gimmick. And like last night on Monday Night Raw, she won like the championship or whatever. And like her gimmick is just because, you know, wrestling, even though like grown men watch it, it's still like PG. So like a lot of the shit is still for kids. So
right.
A lot of niggas just like complaining about her gimmick and whatnot. I'm like, bro, that shit not for you, bro.
Right.
For the kids. She got like a little superhero mask.
See, like,
and they back in the arenas now, so they about to start selling the superhero mask. Them for the children. Nigga.
Right.
So yeah.
Like when I watched it, I mean, immediately as an adult, you have to look at it and say, "This isn't for me." What I might enjoy of it are the reminiscent elements or the incorporation of, like I say, the Warner Brother universe. But what I didn't like was that the storyline was so short. I feel like even the message that they tried to tell, it wasn't told in a hard hitting way. You know what I mean?
Yeah, 2 fucking hours. So
yeah, but I mean, overall, it was a great movie. You know, the animation is amazing. There are a lot of surprises in it, you know?
Yeah. But yeah, just like everything else with the brothers, man, there's always something trying to hold these brothers down. So I don't know if you've seen this with Cappy Poindexter. She said LeBron out here sex trafficking.
I saw this today and I'm like, what in the fuck? Man.
Fucking get out of that shit. I've been missing for almost like 2 years. I didn't even know where the fuck I was at. Huh? I do not fuck with LeBron James. That nigga's a trafficker, my nigga. Oh, that nigga is a trafficker. He is a fucking trafficker. He trafficked women in real time. That nigga stole all my money out of my bank account.
She just went solid.
Bro, she looked.
I ain't no wrong.
Oh, man, bro. I'm hoping LeBron ain't a 6'8 R. Kelly, bro.
Bruh. I'm about to. Now, I'm not shooting no shots, bro. But.
All right, chill out, bro. I know you going out, bro.
Do I need to finish?
You about to say something problematic. I'm about to move on. But yeah, I just think,
but I'm only human after all. I'm only human after all.
Don't put your God forbid, because I definitely don't want to put you on this.
Take a look in the mirror.
I don't know that.
You see it clearer, or are you deceived?
I mean, like,
in what you believe. Because I'm only human.
I don't know that.
You're only human after all. Don't put the blame on me. Don't put your blame on me.
Come on, bro. LeBron wasn't sex trafficking nobody, bro.
She got
a lot of mental health issues going on with her, bro. She was in NBA. I mean, WNBA. She not anymore. She was missing at one point. She said she was missing 2 years. I don't think she was missing that long. I think she was missing for a month or so at the most. But I don't know, bro. She just got a lot of mental health issues. It's just kind of ironic that this just came. All this shit
out
came
of nowhere.
Out.
Especially
while trying to do the Space Jam movie.
Right.
But yeah, nobody gonna take this shit. It's kind of like the shit. You remember when Jaguar Wright was going crazy them couple of weeks, talking about all kind of shit?
Yeah.
And people was like, all right, she got some issues going on.
Yeah. So
don't even listen to what she say. But yeah, I think it's just one of them issues.
I could definitely see that. I mean, it's unfortunate that his name is being... You know,
yeah, put in some bullshit like that, man.
Yeah, smudge like this, but
yeah, make sure y'all go see Space Jam, man. Make sure you take your kids. A lot of people saying they're going to go see it in theaters, but speaking of space, man, people mad at Jeff Bezos because he went to space today.
Yeah,
I didn't give a fuck about this
right
until I seen that he went to space and he ain't take no bitches to space. He took some dudes to space.
That's
I'm
gonna crazy.
Say I'm taking some bitches to space.
Yeah, I'm definitely.
He took two friends. Who would you take to with you? I'm sorry, I'm not taking none of y'all niggas.
Yeah, bro. I was gonna say I don't think I would take anyone. I think it would be like the first time I go, it would just be on some me and my girl shit. Like, hey, yo, this safe, y'all for sure.
You can take anybody. You can take anybody you want.
No. I'm saying, as long I would be questioning my staff or in this case, you know, those who invited me or however the shit worked, whoever I paid. Hey, is this shit safe? Y'all got it to where I can go up and come back? You know what I'm saying? And I can land and live normally. All right, check me out.
Well, I don't know if you've seen the video. The shit was only 11 minutes.
Oh.
They didn't stay in space. I watched the whole thing. It was just like literally 11 minutes. They blasted up, they went into space, and then they just came back down.
Oh, okay.
It was 11 minutes.
All right, well, shit. I mean, yeah. In that case,
I don't know if it's like some interstellar shit. I don't know if they went up and came out with beards and shit. So, but they went up and it was just 11 minutes and it came back down.
I mean, it's a lot you could do in 11 minutes, but.
But I wasn't mad until I seen this video, dog. Well, I'm not necessarily mad. It's just like the audacity of this motherfucker, man. So they talking about the space travel and they talking about like who all he was thinking shit. And let me skip a little bit.
Our trainers, everybody. It's just huge. I also want to thank the town of Van Horn. This is a small and amazing little town. We're making a dent in it. And we appreciate you for allowing us to be part of your town. And then I want to thank every Amazon employee and every Amazon customer. Because you guys paid for all of this. So, seriously, for every Amazon.
All right, so.
Oh.
So, you know, Amazon, bro. People been complaining about Amazon for a year, but.
That nigga.
I don't necessarily know what to say about that because I don't want to be on some bullshit where I'm like, hey, man, if you don't work for Amazon, but it's like some situations, some people might have to work for Amazon. That's probably like the only
very
job
true,
they can
very
get.
Very true.
I had seen some shit about. I know we probably got some Amazon employees that listen to this shit,
yeah,
that work in the warehouse and whatnot. And I heard some shit where like, if you like on break and you don't come back in time, they like dock your pay and whatnot and shit like do stupid shit like that. So he just pretty much gloating that, yeah, y'all niggas,
y'all niggas laying
on
shit.
Y'all lunch
yeah.
break, all these different shits. All y'all motherfuckers not taking breaks. Yeah, y'all sent me to space. For 11 fucking minutes.
Right, dog. I couldn't imagine. I'd be at work the next day like this motherfucker.
Yeah.
Here.
Yeah, it was one of them situations. I'll quit, to be honest.
Yeah, definitely.
If I was able to quit, but you know, a lot of people are not able to quit because they live paycheck to paycheck.
Right.
But it's just like, bro, he just like rubbed it in and like,
make plans to quit.
Yeah, I'm an Amazon consumer, bro. I got the Alexa over there in the corner, and that shit made me feel some type of way. I was like, bro, I shouldn't be buying Amazon shit no more.
Right, like, hey, look, you doing a lot, man, and now you just telling me, hey, you living life on our dime. You know he ain't even no longer the CEO.
I ain't know that.
If I ain't mistaken, yeah.
Shout out to Hype. Hype was on here. When he was on here, he said he wanted to kill Jeff Bezos.
And I respect that.
That you respect it?
I mean, I respected it then once he broke it down.
Yeah, I did too. I ain't want to say that. But like shit like that, I'm like, bro.
See?
I ain't give a fuck at first.
Hype was a visionary.
Yeah, Hype seen a vision. At first when I seen this shit, I ain't give a fuck. I was like, nigga, I had $1 billion. I had as much as money as him. I'll probably do some stupid shit like that also, but.
I wouldn't come on and tell y'all niggas like, hey, fuck you, this is it. This is how I did it.
Yeah. Fuck you, we ball. Well, eyeball. Fuck you. Fuck it, we eyeball, my
These niggas ain't have to pay shit. They just flew up to space with me. You see, I took my moms with me.
That was his mom?
I don't know. It's some old lady.
Some old bitch. I don't know. That might be fucking all right. Like I said, if I went to space, I ain't taking none of y'all niggas. I'm taking some hoes, man.
I can respect that. Oh, yeah, he ain't married no more.
Yeah. I might take the Claremont twins with me. Nah, that might not be a good idea. They face might get fucked up when they go up in space. Their face might just like melt off or something.
Yeah.
Oh, all ass.
That'd be crazy.
I come back, both of them built like olive oil.
Yeah, I have to take like, I'd meet like the most beautiful women and be like, yo, look, I got an opportunity to go to space. Y'all want to ride? And I wouldn't even tell him it's 11 minutes till we get there, till it's done, honestly. I'd be like, oh, yeah, it was 11. I ain't tell you. 11 minutes. We just see space and come back.
Yeah, he's
like,
hey, we.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, I ain't think you was going to travel to, you know, we ain't traveling the world or nothing. But
it's nasty. They're going to take Chloe and Holly.
Nah. I take Chloe. Holly will have to stay at home.
Yeah, Holly got to stay at home.
Holly seemed like, man.
But I'm only human after all. I'm only human after all. Don't put your blame on me. Don't put your blame on me.
I feel like that might be problematic to say. And they seem to have their own little house.
How do you see? Do you see it clearer? Or are you deceived?
Hey, man, shout out to Future Real Sisters. But yeah, it was a lot of tweets, man.
Chloe.
Out of anybody, Elizabeth Warren was trying to get this nigga up out of here, though. She said, it's time Jeff Bezos to take care of business right here on Earth and pay his fair share in taxes.
Woo-woo. Hey,
you barking at Elizabeth Warren, bro? You
no, nigga. No, no.
She is a Native American queen. No.
See.
Well, 10%.
Yeah, don't know how to use the bark.
All right, man.
You got to... That was some big dog shit.
Anyway, yeah, fuck Jeff Bezos, man. Give me that money, man. Let me go to space. Nigga, if somebody would tell me you in space for 11 minutes, I wouldn't even want that shit.
Yeah, nah, I mean, Nah, I wouldn't want to ride to space for 11 minutes.
Nah, bro, I got chill. That shit. I got chill for about 2 days in that bit, bro.
I'm going to be honest. I can go to the little, what's the thing where you pretend to be skydiving? I don't know. But I can go to one of those venues and
what the get my fuck own you talking excitement. About, man?
You know, they got those little indoor skydiving things.
Nigga, you go to Chuck E. Cheese, nigga?
No, nigga. They got, it's like places you go where it's a big ass fan underneath, you know, where you stand. Or
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. That's all I'm saying. That would be
you ever
my
seen the one that's like
in
that?
Space experience.
You ever seen the one where it's like that and you just be in the air and like they had like money and shit, you gotta grab the money.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I've seen one where like somebody like they just put their foot on the fan. It was like grabbing the money. They're like, you can't do that. I forgot where it was at. But they're like, you can't do that.
That's funny.
I'm pretty sure that nigga going to space was not funner than or more fun. Funner is not a word. More fun than like fucking Islands of Adventure or some shit like that. Universal Studios.
True. True. Because I mean, I definitely enjoy going to Universal.
Yeah, it's just like a flex. One of them things is like, you got so much money, you just flex it. Like, nigga, yeah, I went to Universal Studios, nigga. I mean, right. I went to space, motherfucker.
Right, right. Where you been at? You got to show somebody.
Oh, you went to Santorini, Greece, nigga? I went to Jupiter, nigga.
I seen the constellations up close.
Fuck, nigga.
What you gonna do about it?
Hold up, bro. They was up there 11 minutes.
Matter of fact, could you imagine going to dinner with Jeff Bezos? Like, even trying to sit down with this nigga on some business shit. He might be like, hey, yo, when's the last time you used Amazon? Man, matter of fact, yo, Jeff, I just bought some shit off Amazon the other day. Man, I appreciate you, bro. You just sent me to space last week. You
first of all, you're not doing business with our kind.
True indeed, but...
You're not doing business with our kind. It's just that.
Nigga say, I can't even imagine.
I'm looking at the comments. This nigga said, Banks said, Ray Lewis is starring Space Jam 3. He gonna stab up Wile E. Coyote.
He gonna tackle Tasmania Devil.
Both of them niggas got the same brain capacity, so I don't even know if that even... I don't want him to...
Yeah, he gonna come kill you.
Yeah, I want him coming.
He got one body.
Yeah, I want that. He have another shirt that disappeared.
I'll tell you what.
Yeah, I don't want nothing to do with that. So let's do it. Go ahead and real niggas a week. They need their ass beat. And get the fuck up out of here because this damn game about to start, man. The sitting in real niggas of the week. And they need their ass beats. Just hit us up at mail@ariopodcast.com. That's mail@ariopodcast.com. Hold on. I got a couple, man.
You're going to have to hold me down on the real niggas.
Hey, you ain't seen no real niggas?
I ain't been on Twitter, honestly, man. And it's more shit that, you know.
You ain't got to be on Twitter to get a real nigga, bro.
I mean, trust, but I mean, when I ain't on Twitter, I'm in the studio, you know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't been out.
Yeah, working like
I've been locked
like
in.
A slave. All right, first real nigga of the week, man. Shout out to the homie Nate Number 8. He's supposed to be on the podcast next week, but we've been having a weird string of luck with our guests, but man. He's supposed to be pulling up next week. What the fuck just happened? Okay. Shit just scrolled up on it all. So Nate Number 8, bro, he just did a show, man. He dropped this song, BB Belt, man. So I don't know if you've seen this or not.
I seen the video for it.
He had the crowd going crazy, man. I just got to salute him for dropping this song.
Yeah.
And it's just going crazy in the city like this. Shout out to him, bro. That's a lot of Yakubs, but shout out to him on that.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, shout out to Nate Number 8, man. This one, these chicks, I don't know these chicks' name, man, but they was in, the caption says, they down in the jail, not all heroes wear capes. So they in front of the prison building.
Busting it wide open,
man, for the prisoners. Shout out to these young ladies.
Good Lord. I can't tell if that's the fireworks or they ass clapping.
It might be both.
God damn, that's their ass clapping.
It gotta be their ass. Yeah, it's their ass clapping like that.
I thought it was fireworks.
That
shit clapping, boy. That's funny.
Salute to them, but it's crazy when you think about it.
Oh, this is
they going crazy. They going crazy, bro.
Yeah. But this is more for Twitter than it is.
Who is this nigga? Walking in front of this.
Right.
Sure, yeah, so we can hear it. For y'all people, like, share, and follow.
I feel like it's more for they OnlyFans or something, probably, because you know they probably got OnlyFans, but
yeah.
Salute to them. Yeah. But the visual was kind of nasty because, you know, it's probably a bunch of niggas just by their window just beating their beat.
Bruh. And then the unfortunate thing is niggas share cells. So,
yeah, so it's probably.
Yeah.
Some dudes probably killed themselves. Somebody probably got stabbed.
Yeah.
Like, nigga, get move, nigga. You've been on the front of the mirror 5 minutes. Move, nigga. It's my turn.
Oh, man. That's nasty.
That's what happened, dog.
Yeah.
And them mirrors, them jail mirrors, butt so big. Them niggas just like, nigga, get off my back, nigga. Move, nigga. Yeah.
That's why, look.
Salute.
Never want to go to jail.
That's a kind gesture for them, but to think about the actual prison, it's probably nasty what's going on in there.
Right.
All right, next. This little kid, bro. I don't know if I want to call this kid a real nigga of the week, but he's a real youngster of the week.
Yeah.
So it's just, I guess they just like, they asking the kids, they teaching the kids the numbers or something, and he's just going in for his homie, man. We all need friends like this in our life.
Show us number 5, King. Where's number 5? Show us 5. Where's 5? Hold it up. All right. Clap for King.
Oh, yeah.
Clap for King. All right. King, show us number 1. All right. Clap for King. Clap for King. King. Show us number 2. Number 2, King. Yeah. All right, clap for King.
See, we all need friends like that.
Yeah, he turning up for King, bro. Shout out to that little kid, man. I don't know his name, but shout out to him and King.
Bro said, what's up?
He's like, that my boy.
What's up?
Shout out to him, bro. All right, this one is a submission from Nelson. He got Giannis is his real nigga of the week. I ain't going to play the video, but yeah, shout out to Giannis, the Greek freak, man. Hey, man, I got them at 7. I think they're going to lose tonight. We recording this on a Tuesday. I think they're gonna lose tonight, and then it's going Thursday. They're gonna take it home.
I can see them losing tonight, I can see them losing tonight.
See them losing. I want Chris Paul to win the ring because Chris Paul one of my favorite point guards.
He's gonna go down as one of the greatest.
But they looking like they ain't ready. He can't go down as one of the greatest if he don't win a ring.
Very true. Very true. Very true.
You know it's crazy. I think even if he win this ring, people still gonna say Steph better. Now that I think about it.
Well, let me ask you this.
Don't ask me shit. I'm just playing.
You put him over Iverson?
Who?
Chris Paul.
I think AI shooting guard.
Yeah, but.
Am I putting Chris Paul over if I had to, just for the fuck of it? Yeah, career wise, but AI my favorite player.
Yeah.
I think AI my favorite player of all time, but I'm just saying, like,
Chris Paul had a better career.
AI shooting guard, bro. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I mean.
But Chris Paul had the better career, but yeah, AI is a shooting guard.
Yeah.
And also, AI got the legacy thing where, like, AI got a bigger impact on the game than Chris Paul.
True. True. But he also ran the point.
How you gonna tell me, bro? I watched this.
I'm just saying.
Eric Snow was our point guard.
Yeah. He was, but he was ass.
That AI was just listeners. Let you know AI was a shooting guard. But yeah, shout out to Giannis, man. Giannis hooping on them boys. They need their ass beats. I got a couple. Shout out to Esteban, one of my followers. He had tweeted this and like he had the timeline going crazy. And his barber needs his ass beat. He tweeted, "Barber had take you down by Chris Brown blasting with only me and him in the shop. Take you down. I only want to take you down.
Yeah, bro. Nah, I'm going to be like, yo, yeah.
All right, yeah, you got to change that, my brother.
What kind of vibe you on?
All right, bro. If this song play to completion, this cut free.
Right. He gonna make that cut free.
Yeah, I'll look him straight in the eye. I'll like, hey, bro, if you finish playing this cut is free.
I think he's gonna try and take you down, bro.
I had seen this one video. It was a dyke getting a line up. And you know how they be doing a little shit where they touch the lips, the little prank thing?
Yeah.
And he did it to the dyke. And the dyke was like, all right, it's cut free, right? And they just like kept cutting it. They did it, but they did it again. And the dyke was like, yeah, it's cut free because we go together now. So, yeah, I'm not paying for this shit.
That is funny.
This shit free now.
Yeah, straight up.
Nah, this is sick right here. I can't put this on a video, but yeah, I'll try and like post it as if I can or whatnot. Anyway, this dude, you know how they do the little porn-a-con, I don't know.
Yeah.
Whatever. He was there. It's called Exotica in Chicago. Are you familiar with, what's her name? Violet? I think it's Violet Myers?
Yeah.
Familiar with her?
Yeah.
Seen some of her work?
Yeah. This nigga, damn. I seen one or two.
I seen a lot of her work. Don't shake my hand. anyway, so apparently you go pay to get her to stuff her ass in your face.
What?
So, yeah. This nigga's wild.
Wash that face. Wash that face. Wash that face with the booty. Yeah. Smother that face with the booty. Yeah. Marinate your face in the booty. Put your eyes in the booty.
Oh, this nigga trying to sniff the booty.
All you see is booty.
Yeah, he going crazy.
Booty.
Hey, man. Salute you.
I don't know what to say.
That nigga nasty. This motherfucking nasty too, bro. Somebody did a TikTok showing people how to clean chicken.
I'm going to show y'all how I clean my motherfucking chicken. This is how my grandma showed me. My mama showed me. This is how I do it for me. Oh. So you're going to put in a little bit of Clorox. It has to be name brand Clorox bleach or it will not taste right. Once you put your Clorox, you're going to take a little bit. I mean, maybe about 2 drops of the Dawn dish detergent. Don't put a lot. That's what people mess up at. You only need 2 drops. Once you do that, you're going to soak it around inside of your mix. Move it around until you see the water look a little bit hazy. That means the chicken is now clean. Then you're going to rinse it. Right here, my chicken stopped going down my drainer. I had to bring that shit back up because it was going down, and I cannot lose my chicken because I only got a little bit. So once I got all my chicken back to the top, of course, I go ahead and hit a little bit of water, rinse it off, and then once I rinse it off, I'm going to go ahead and now start the seasoning. I'm going to put my complete seasoning on it, just a little bit of garlic powder, a little bit of onion powder, and then, of course, my Lowry seasoning. So once I do that, I'm going to mix it up really, really good, and I'm going to put it inside of a bowl, put it in the refrigerator for about 15, 20 minutes, let it cool down, and I'll be back for part two of now of how I cook it.
We don't need a part two, bitch. You know how, before the thing was back in the day, it was kind of like, hey, man, don't be eating white people cooking if it from their house.
Yeah.
Like, we got niggas to the list, too.
Very true, bro. Niggas to the list, too, bro. Niggas is wildly.
That's nasty, man. Is that all mine? Yeah, that's all mine.
All right, so I got this nigga J.R. Scotty.
Who the fuck is that? Oh, that's a nigga with the eyes.
Yeah, bro.
What the fuck that nigga do?
People be like, you can't turn a hoe into a housewife. But women are supposed to make felons, cheaters, liars, and community ding-a-ling in the kings. First off, he could have said all of this shit without saying the felons part.
First of all, he could say all that without his fucking eyes looking stupid like that.
Or, yeah.
But I think that's his gimmick, so.
Yeah.
And he got a lot of TikTok follow. He got a big TikTok following, so. That's what pay the bills, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. But I hate that people pander to that shit. And then my second one is this lady that suggested that floods should only happen. You only expect floods to happen to poor countries, not in Germany. Hey, bro. Hold it down.
I got to use the restroom. Nigga about to take a shit, bro. What's up? Anyway, next that they need their ass beat is from Banks. So Banks had the homie DJ Larry is they need ass be. So I guess they was having a little debate on who's the better point guard. And me and Joe was just talking about point guard shit. Who's the better point guard? And I guess DJ Larry tweeted, I'm taking Nash over Russell all damn. So I'm assuming he's talking about Russell Westbrook, I guess. Banks, I don't know about this. They need their ass beat, to be honest, dog. It depends on, like, what you want out of your point guard. Do you want a pure point guard that's going to run the ball up and down the court and make everybody on the team better by passing and whatnot? Or do you want a score first point guard? So even though Russell Westbrook, he do all average a triple-double, so he do get his assists, rebounds in along with the points, but it's just like, it just depends on what you want out of your point guard. So I'm not going to necessarily say that DJ Larry needs his ass beat by picking Nash over Russell Westbrook. It's just, what the fuck do you want out of your point guard? So I'm going to be honest, I don't see nothing wrong with what DJ Larry said. But if you feel like DJ Larry needs his ass beat over that tweet, then I can't really argue. But I'm just going to say, I'm going to put my two cents in and say, I don't see anything wrong with what DJ Larry said about picking Steve Nash over Russell Westbrook. At the end of the day, neither one of them motherfuckers got rings. And I'm going to be honest, I don't think Russell Westbrook ever going to win a ring himself. So, like I said, I don't see nothing wrong with what DJ Larry said. I'll catch you up on what's going on. I was about to move on. So what happened was Banks said DJ Larry needs his ass beat for picking Steve Nash over Russell Westbrook. And I was basically saying that it just depends on what you want out of your point guard. Do you want a pure point guard? You pick Nash.
True.
Do you want a score first point guard? You pick Russell Westbrook.
True indeed.
Just
true
to pick
indeed.
On what the fuck do you want.
Yeah, that's definitely a preference choice because I don't think that you could argue Russell Westbrook is a easy pick over Steve Nash.
I don't know, but Banks wanted him to, they need their ass beat. You got your wish, Banks.
DJ Larry do need his ass beat though.
What he did?
He said I'm gonna be in some just talking shit on Twitter. So, yeah,
you gonna be in dashiki? What he said? You gonna be
in some boots and suits.
Boots and suits. I know when you seen that Daffy Duck suit on Space Jam, you like, he copied my whole fucking flow. Right, word for word.
Here you go.
Bar for bar. You wanna wear that Daffy Duck's coat suit?
Nah. How you know the Looney Tunes ain't inspired my
Who's
swag,
a better coach? Daffy Duck or Phil Jackson? None of Phil Jackson teams get scored 1,000 points.
Daffy Duck.
Daffy Duck, the better coach.
And he wasn't racist.
Sorry. I ain't even gonna talk about that. But if Pippen said he racist, I ain't about to talk down on a black man saying a white man was racist. So I don't know.
Hey, look, I saw several quotes. Like, I saw one that said,
I think Robert Horry said he was racist.
Yeah, Phil Jackson told the team, you need to listen to me like you listen to the master.
Yeah, he told that to Robert Horry.
Yeah.
Not Robert Horry. Ron Harper.
That's who it was.
He said it to Ron Harper. And he said, and then we all heard him say that racist shit about LeBron, talking about something posse.
Yeah, yeah, so yeah. And the NBA dress is too thuggish these days or some shit like that with the baggy clothes. Everybody wants to be gangsters or something like that. Yeah, so I'm going to give it to Daffy all day.
He's better coach, Daffy Duck. This one's from Darius. It says, a Patriots caught on home camera. Tears aloud. The fuck? I don't know what's going on. It's a white man. Guess he delivering Amazon packages.
I've roamed and rambled. I've followed my footsteps to the sparkling sands of her diamond deserts.
Don't tell me he better put it back up there.
Me, a voice was sounding. This land was made for you and me. This land is your land. This land is my land.
Shut this shit up.
From California to the New York Island.
Get the fuck out of here.
Okay.
I think
green head nigga.
I think being like highly patriotic, we gotta see
green head nigga.
We gotta see like that gotta be a form of like mental illness, right? Being like extremely patriotic.
Bruh.
That was corny, dog. That was corny as fuck, man.
He did all that. That nigga seen the ring light and was like, uh oh. I'm gonna get my reviews up.
Nigga like me would have wiped my ass with that flag. All right. So Earl said this should be in a They Need Their Ass Beat Hall of Fame. So I don't know if you follow, bro. He's a Nike tall digger, so I ain't gonna go in on him too much. But
I don't follow this.
This is a nasty tweet. Look at the time he let this tweet off. 2:30 AM. This nigga tweeted, tonight I think I figured that I want to covet one of my homeboy's girlfriends. If he fucks up, I'm going smack.
Wow.
It's a nasty tweet.
That's a disgusting
I'm
tweet.
Sorry, bro. If I seen one of my homies tweet that, and I think he talking about me, I'm breaking your jaw.
Nigga.
I'm beating the fuck out of you, nigga.
Nigga. Oh, yeah. We definitely got a bait.
Yeah, no. That's nasty to tweet about one of your homies, though.
Like, bruh, you trying me.
All right, this last one is from Donnie. So this tweet just starts out outrageous. He said, all caps, he said, all murder aside, Chris Benoit had a top 5 WWE theme song ever.
You think it said all
murder aside, bruh? Hey, Chris Benoit theme song was
fire. It was fire.
It was hard, bro, but all murder aside.
Dog, that's a wild way.
Hey, man, I agree with all murder aside. He had top five then.
This shit hard.
All murder aside. It's top five, bro. I agree with bro. I'm sorry.
This shit hard as fuck, bro. We got to take him out of the They Need Their Ass Beat.
Yeah, all murder aside, bro.
He got to go with Real Nigga of the Week.
I'm going to go Kodak Box in this shit, bro.
All right, so I'm going to put him as Real Nigga of the Week because he had the audacity to say it out loud. In all caps.
We thank you. It was just two people.
Bro, this shit hard as shit.
Hard. I ain't never looked at the Titan drama. He looks crazy.
Bro. Oh, he looks insane.
It's all good, bro. I gotta scroll down. He looks insane, bro. That part look insane.
Yeah, he looks scary as hell.
Let me scroll up, bro. If I see him in my sleep today, bro. That nigga look insane right there.
Damn, bro, you building the roster of niggas that's gonna haunt you.
That was that CTE just jumping out his skull right there, bro.
Yeah, it was taking on his spirit, bro.
That CT was coming out of his pores, bro. Hey, bro, I said all murder aside, bro.
That nigga spirit had CT. That's crazy.
Sorry, we can eat in this. This episode's ridiculous. Episode 372. Shout out to everybody, man. Do you got the Patreon list? I want to end this on like the Patreon shout outs. If you got them, if not, then it's all good. The list should be the same from last week. I think that would be a good way to end it.
Yes, sir.
All right, let's get it.
Okay. All right. Man, let me ask you, when the last time you rode a bike?
5 years.
All right. Shout out Mike. When the last time you was in a van?
Never.
Well, shout out the van. When the last time you hit the bank?
Hit banks.
Yeah.
Shout out the banks.
Man, shout out the banks. You ever been a nomad?
Nah.
That nigga said nomad. Man, you ever been so low?
Nah.
Shout out Russ so low. Man, shout out Aaron. You ever been to Pensacola?
Sadly.
Man, shout out to the Gulf Side. Shout out Andre. Kenneth FS. Maximilian. You ever had a million? Me neither.
Soon.
Shout out Jamal Shakur. Donnie and Cedric. You ever been to Talladega Nights?
I seen the movie.
Shout out Talladega Nights. You ever been on a flight?
Hell yeah.
You ever jumped out the flight?
Nah.
Shout out Black DB Cooper.
Yeah.
Shout out the Dean. You know what I mean. Shout out Psychosis and Big Tim. You ever had a pair of Tims?
Sadly.
Shout out Eric Combs. Shout out Big Mike and Heavy D. You Day All Stone. Vince 23. Shout out to Sam. Shout out to Cam. Nigga Damn. Shout out to Anthony and the nigga Straight. And Esteban and Kojo and Tremaine and King Joseph and Sky Dweller. You ever been a Sky Dweller? I've been a Skywalker.
I'm gonna get a Skywalker soon. Get a bag. When that bag comes.
Okay. I'm gonna get me a citizen. Man, shout out to Ryan. Nigga, I ain't lying. Shout out to Nick. Shout out to Darius. That nigga curl gel thick. Shout out to Cameron. Paperwork Sam. Shout out to Rand. And to Kareem, Stefan TC, and DQ, Shavante 2. Shout out to Earl and Keith Faith, Slice Bread, and Corey. I had to make it rhyme. But shout out to Corey and Alonzo, Deadstock Dev, and to Candace And we got another nigga named Tim. That ain't Big Tim. Shout out both of them. And we got Frank. Gotta say thanks. Shout out to Chris Tokyo. And Lil Don. Adam. G-Bo. Nigga sound like he robbed you. Sound like he robbed you. Respect, bro. G-Bo, I don't want to meet you, bro. I don't want to get robbed. You know what I'm saying? Shout out Gerard. Shout out KD. We ain't getting robbed. Shout out DJ Larry. Man, I ain't shouting out DJ Larry. Not today. Shout out Jonathan. And we got Trap. And we got Josh. Joshua, that is. Tofin, them. Tristan. Not Tristan Thompson. Cause that's a nasty nigga. And we got Millie. Chloe Hotline. And we got Steven. And we got Nico. A Puerto Rican. But that's all of them.
Hey, man, shout out to Patreon supporters, man. Shout out to Patreon supporters watching us right now on the YouTube, man. The numbers dipped because, hey, man, the game probably started already. So,
We passed the time, bro.
Hey, man, shout out to all y'all people, man. I'm going to be back, drop some bonus shit this week, man. I may have the most legendary bonus episode of R.E.O.P. history lined up, man. I got to seal the deal tonight, so fingers crossed on that.
Let's go.
Fingers crossed on that. I told Joe about it last week. Fingers crossed on that. I'm going to seal the deal. So look out for that if you're on a Patreon, man.
Y'all heard it.
This nigga drunk as fuck, man. I want beer.
Sad, nigga. First off. First off, I ain't drunk, nigga.
You ain't drunk?
No. Hell
let's
no.
Let's do a breathalyzer test right now.
Man, let's go. I'm you got one? Man. I ain't got one. I'm always ready.
Probably, one of you motherfuckers out here got a DUI.
I ain't finna blow in that shit.
Pause. Hey, yo. Pause. With all that said, we out. That's crazy. Hey, yo.
Pause.